I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny.
And it's Monday again, and it's Purpose Talk Radio time. Welcome, dear listeners. Welcome to this show, to today's show, which is really already so very exciting because we have so many guests that are in the background just waiting for coming in and talking with us. Hello, it's Monday and it's the 18th of June, 2012. And what can I say? What a ride. It's so much happening at the same time that the thoughts are going at the moment like crazy and I can't speak fast enough to get them all out. So I'm calming myself down on purpose here, so that everything I say can be understood and that I have time to breathe, actually. So welcome to the show. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Hi, Barbara. I'm fine. This is really going to be an exciting show. It looks like we've already got a caller. Isn't that fun? Actually, it's Helena. It's one of our group. Awesome. Okay. We've got all these people that are on. Now I think there's a caller and it's somebody who's joining us. Anyway, I'm fine. It's really an exciting day today because of all these people who are going to be on here and what we're talking about with positive conversations. So I'm very excited about it. And I'd like to invite everybody, make sure that you join us on the positive conversations. What am I talking about? The Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group page on Facebook to join in the conversations today. I'm glad you did some drumming because it calmed me down a little bit, but obviously not enough. So, go. You're back on.
Maybe we do some more drumming during the show. Who knows? The drummer's really here. She's getting ready, and it felt like the drum should be with me today. I've got some sage. I just burned some sage, and I don't know. It's great. It's good crazy. I love it, and it's good crazy. So, what can I say? Where are you today, Jen?
I'm still in Portland, Oregon, where we had a downpour that was amazing. It was torrential rain. You'd think you were in the tropics or something with the way the rain came down. And then the sun came out and it was beautiful, and now there's black clouds moving in again. So it's going to be an interesting day.
We had the same weather here, Jen. This morning it was beautiful. Yeah, we have it 9 o'clock in the evening here in Germany now. This morning it was beautiful. I got to sit out in the sunshine for a half an hour. That's beautiful, sitting there doing my work, being sitting outside in fresh air and the birds chirping all around me. So that was really good. And then I got my washing out of the machine, put it outside to let it dry quickly with the sun. And then all of a sudden it went all very black and very dark. So I had to run and get the washing in because then we had a downpour. And it was like in the tropics. So that was going on all day. And it's like when we had to go and pick up our son from kindergarten, it was really bad. So it was the choice of my husband getting wet or me. So my husband took the chore and he ran through the rain to pick up my son. And then I just drove the car up to the gate and they just jumped into the car. And now, about an hour ago, all the clouds started to disappear. We have a blue sky and sunshine. So is really weird weather, and it's cooled down a little also. So at least this humid tropical feeling is gone for now. Yeah. Funny that you're having the same weather.
Yesterday late afternoon, I took my car to the car wash, so we have a clean car, which is a sure sign that we're going to have rain. So.
My husband, I asked him, could he do the outside of a few windows this morning, and he did, and then 10 minutes after it started to rain. That's the typical housewife stress, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is.
So you're in Oregon. I'm in Germany. We've got Elizabeth from the UK with us. We've got Shelley from Canada with us. We've got Helena. She's in Florida. We have Marita. She's in Minnesota. We have Beth in Washington, who is one of our facilitators in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group on Facebook. We have She-Wolf, also a facilitator and a soul sister like Beth. She's in Florida, so this is we're really expanding around the globe here and see who else is going to come. Oh, yes, Sophia. Where is Sophia located?
Minnesota. Minnesota.
Right. Okay. So we've got Minnesota twice today. Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when I was preparing for the show today, I'm packing because we're moving at the end of this month. So actually, I have started taking stuff out of the shelves, putting them on the floor to then sort them into certain boxes and everything else because I'd like to do it structured. But we'll see how that goes. And then there were some card decks that I hadn't used in a while. And I was like, oh, that's cool. So I went there earlier. And the one card deck that pulled me or drew me towards it was the Louise Hay card deck. And that is the affirmation that came out that I posted on the Facebook group in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group. And it's, I let go of the past and forgive everybody. Which is very funny because a few days ago, my status message on Facebook was, dear past, I quit. So that's confirmation, really. And the practical thing about the Louise Hay cards is, this deck especially, it's printed on both sides. So you turn the card around, and on the other side it said, I free myself and all people in my life of past pain. We are free to walk towards new experiences in a joyful way. So that's, wow, you know, that's the one
very
thing
nice.
that jumped at me. And the other card, I pulled it, and then I did something else, and then I came back to it, and then I did something else. And then all during my day, there were waves of energy coming at me. And then I was sitting in the car waiting for my husband coming back from shopping. He was going through the rain once again, and I was driving the car. Very nice. Thank you so much. And then this song came on the radio, which reminds me of a good friend of mine. And she moved to the other side of the rainbow a few years ago. And I hadn't thought of her in a while. And all of a sudden, this song comes on the radio. And I'm like, oh, okay. That is a sure sign that she's around. I never asked, is there a message for me? Just now I'm thinking, well, maybe I should have asked, or I could have asked, do you have a message? But it was just good to feel her. And, there's lots going on, and this, I don't know, so many people have said it over the past few weeks and months that the veil is getting very, very thin between the worlds. And I feel the exact same thing, especially today with her visiting, because I'm sure she's busy enough having fun and playing soccer up there. Maybe that's why she came to me, because we've watched the last European Soccer Cup together. No, it was the World Cup. Oh, it doesn't matter. We watched some soccer together, and she was a soccer player. So maybe that's why she came. Yeah, so lots happening at the moment. And the other card that came to me today is from a card deck that so far on Purpose Talk Radio I haven't used. It's from a German author. She has also written the book that I use for Spirit Animal cards. It's Jeanne Roland, and I translated freely, so I don't really know if this title actually exists in English. It's The Presence of the Ascended Masters. And there's a lot of different Ascended Masters in this. It's about the energy of a person that has been living a physical life and has been a celebrity in a way, in one or the other way, and has ascended, if we want to believe in something like this. I like to use this as inspiration, and I haven't used it in a long time. And it's from the White Brotherhood through Jesus Christ and so many different masters. Like, there's gods and goddesses in there. There's Muhammad in there even, El Moya. And it's like from A to Z, everything is there, and it's such good inspiration. And the card that jumped at me today is a Native American Ascended Master, which was also very funny because lately I'm pretty much involved in the spirit and in the work of Native American traditions and cultures. And so this was amazing to me in a way, because so far I've worked with these cards pretty intensely for a while, and this guy never came up. And now he's
here.
And I don't know how to pronounce him. I tried to find him on Google in English today, but there's not so much stuff about him. I'll post it in the Facebook group later. It's Watana. Or Watana, I don't know. It's, the description about him is that he is Native American. It doesn't say which tribe he's from or which area and when did he live. Sometimes the author goes into detail about the history of this ascended master, and sometimes she doesn't, and this time she doesn't, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, he's about grounding in nature. And I actually wrote everything down. I translated it from the German version into English, and I'll post that on Facebook later also.
All right.
And what it says is, to know and to love the earth means to have roots and to be a part of the circle of life. The biggest art of all is the art of creator. When I look over the meadows towards the woods, when I listen to the stream and see the mountains bathed in sunlight, then I am surrounded by artistic creation that touches my soul. The mountain hugs me with the arms of the earth. The meadow is a quiet place where the water in the stream composes the music. Creator blesses me today with a world that nourishes me. Thank you. Watana speaks to all who feel drawn to the native spirit. He helps the people to reconnect with the Earth Mother, to respect her with all her varieties, and to honor her. Watana reconnects the people with the heartbeat of the earth beyond the pulse of time. Watana says it is time for change. It is time to connect with the knowledge and wisdom of the native people and to create a new community. A community that respects the all-embracing variety and welcomes the earth as a living being that is a home for us. Get in touch with your true nature beyond the mask of time. Ground yourself, connect with the Earth Mother. Honor her. She carries you. She nourishes you. She gives you and many other life forms a home. She gifts you with the abundance of life. She lets you breathe through the green lungs of her forest. Watana's message is, the earth is sacred. When you have a chance, join a native or a traditional ritual. There are, amongst many others, sweat lodges, pipe ceremonies, sun dances, spiritual initiations for various parts of life, the medicine wheel, drumming circles, drumming journeys, prayer songs, healing circles or talking circles. Look around and inside yourself. What is your current medicine? Medicine in the native way can be anything that helps us overcoming challenges and supports us on our path. Recognize your medicine and connect with it. Suggestions for medicine could be spirit animals, dreams, physical animals, plants, flowers, prayer, angels, messages and hints from within. Go for a walk in nature and look for the signs, for the messages and for your medicine. Listen to the wind, the water, the earth, the trees and the animals. Everything is connected to you and helps you to understand you. Study nature. Open yourself up to nature. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really grateful that this card came up because it's confirmation, not just for me. And I hope many people can relate to this, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to this. It's good. In the middle, especially in the middle of the situation that I am in, a physical move that means so much more than just moving a few boxes into a truck and a few pieces of furniture to go to the next location. It's become so much more. So grounding is so important. And the one thing that I'd like to add is, for grounding purposes, many of the people that are going through lots of challenges at the moment and maybe do lots of spiritual work also, in their own personal, individual way, might forget to eat. And it does help when we eat regularly, people. Please remember that. And enough liquid also, because the body needs some nourishment. Mm-hmm. And that we stay in balance, because when we're in balance, everything is a little easier. And the other thing that I do is I take a sacred shower. That grounds me really well. just right. think.
It's important to eat protein, too, because that gives the body what it needs, not just a quick high and some static or some crazy energy, but some really solid energy.
Mm.
Yeah, tell us more about the sacred shower.
Well, at some stage, because my life is kind of busy, like I have two small children, I have a husband who's traveling a lot, there's lots of things to do. I'm my own boss. I have my own business, and I'm a mother, a housewife, and a secretary, and an accountant sometimes, and so many other things. Time for myself is kind of sparse at the moment, and then I kind of forget sometimes to take time for myself. So the only time that I really have to myself, and I realize that it's not an only time, it's a very good time, and it's very special, is when I have a shower. So at some point, I turned it into a sacred shower. And what happens sometimes is that when I can let go of all the thoughts, I can just stand there and visualize this waterfall coming down on top of me, cleansing me of everything, just connecting me, you know, with some kind of space that makes me calm down in the middle of all this commotion, all this roller coaster, life's things happening, that gives me connection, that gives me grounding, and it gets me out of the head and into the heart. So that's my kind of sacred shower.
That's great. That's really nice. Elizabeth also has a card, but she also said that she has a real simple meditation that can be used for in the shower. And Marita says she has a great cleansing meditation. So actually, I'm going to ask both Marita and Elizabeth to perhaps post those in the Positive Conversations, in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page in the group so that everybody can read them. How's that? Marita, Elizabeth, is that good with you guys?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll do that later.
Okay, good. Marita says she has an audio, so we'll have to figure out how to deal with that one. Maybe we can post it on the website. So, Elizabeth, you have a card as well, right?
I do.
Would you like to present us with your card? Wait
yes.
a minute. Barbara, are you through or did I cut you off?
I'm through. I would have said if I wasn't through. I might throw in some drumming later, but at the moment I'm fine because I'm just, I'm very calm. And
okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. All right. Go, Elizabeth. It's your turn.
Okay. The card that I chose was from my crystal meditation cards. This is a set of cards, again, like the Soul Path cards, which I have to organize to get published. But it's the Chrysocolla crystal. And all of these images, I've posted this particular card on the Purpose Talk page, on the conversation page, so that people can see this image later. And each of these images has a short affirmation or meditation that goes with it that's relevant to the metaphysical properties of the crystal. And the one for this crystal is, I will seek the counsel of my heart before I speak, so that I may express to others the wisdom of my soul. And this meditation is talking about the significance attached to how we use our powers of communication and self-expression, even when we may be unaware of it. And Chrysocolla is a throat chakra stone. It's sometimes called the teacher's stone because its vibration is one of making us more consciously aware of what we say and how we say it. And it also makes us more aware of how what we say affects those around us and in turn ourselves. It's a stone which helps us to communicate and express ourselves from a higher plane. And when we do, we speak more gently and yet with more power. In other words, we speak with the wisdom of our soul.
That's really beautiful. Thank you. Now, these What is this? This is your crystal meditation cards?
These are crystal meditation cards. There are actually two sets of these, and there's 50 in each. And
okay.
Each image, you, for those of you who will go to the page later and see the image, it's a sphere. They are all polished crystal spheres with a graphic background to make them stand out more. And each card will come with that short affirmation and an explanation of the properties of the crystal and how the meditation or affirmation links to that.
So are the cards available if people want to purchase them?
Not yet. The queuing up behind the Soul Path cards. And the Soul Path cards.
Okay.
The Soul Path cards are now in process of getting all the technical formatting stuff done that's going to be acceptable in terms of file size for a publisher. Because
okay.
I found a publisher that I think, not that has said they will accept them, but they do accept submissions. So it's fingers and toes crossed.
There you go. We'll work on that in the Positive Conversations group, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, the card that I drew is because I was thinking of Positive Conversations and the circle. The theme of the show this month is circles and sacred circles. And so the card that I drew is called All Souls Day. It shows an amazing angel's wing, and probably the robe, the bottom curve is like the robe of the angel, and then the wing curves around to create more of an oval, and it has in it five children, each carrying a candle, and each walking. It looks like the middle of the youngest children is in some sort of a decorative robe, like a priest robe, and the tallest of the children is a girl, and she has a head, the floral head thing that girls like to wear. And one of the boys is all in blue. It's a card that, to me, was perfect. It symbolizes the circle, and there's light inside this circle, not just the candlelight, but there's light inside the circle that is kind of a sacred light. It's the circles that we create in our lives, whether it is with small groups, with family groups, with friends online, friends in person, we're always creating circles, and the circles are always interlinking. And this is another one of those circles where every circle that we form and that we participate in really does become a sacred circle. So when we think about that, no matter what we're doing, that we are always in a sacred space with those that we are associating with at the moment, then to me, that's just a really good thing to keep in mind. So that's my card for the day. Barbara,
wow.
do you have your ad? Or are you going to give us an advertisement at all today?
Oh, now you got me. Not really.
Okay, all right. You're busy moving.
I'm your host.
Yeah,
I'm your host, your co-host on Purpose Talk Radio, and I'm also a soul worker. And yes, at the moment I'm moving house, and everything is changing in a very good way. If you want to talk to me, if you want to reach me, you can best reach me through Facebook, through the Purpose Talk Conversations, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group, and we'll get in touch.
That sounds good. And are you doing any coaching while you're in the process of this huge move that you're making?
Kinda. It's like it's the drive as what would be the drive by shooting is kind of like the walk by shooting at the moment. Because I'm still online quite a lot, trying to avoid to pack more boxes, really, and preparing for the show and everything else. Like whenever something comes up, yes, I'm available. It's just the coaches are very understanding about my situation, so nobody's really pressing me at the moment, which I'm very grateful for.
Okay, so to get in touch with you, Barbara, and get some walk-by coaching.
Well, normally it's kitchen table coaching, really. I said that last week on the show, but that name is already trademarked or registered or something. But it is kitchen table style coaching, and my kitchen table is where I am at the moment and where I use the computer I'm sitting here what the moment that's going to move very soon, and I don't know if we're going to have a kitchen table in the kitchen or if it's going to be the dining table in the dining room. Because my husband went to the new place today and he said, wardrobes, no, we have to put them in the garage for now. So I don't know what's going to happen. So everything is up in the air. As long as I have my internet connection, I'll be fine, you know. So you can get in touch with me.
Right.
Yeah.
And one of your radio shows may be held from the local coffee shop, right?
I didn't try that yet. So far, I've been fortunate to always be able to do it from home. That might change also. Home is where the heart is, really. So, and when my heart and me are in the coffee shop and I have my laptop with me and they have an internet connection available, I might be sitting at a coffee shop. Possibly.
There you go. Yeah. And we'll hear the clinking of the coffee and the espresso machine going in the back. And
and the barista grinding some coffee.
Well, I've been busy working on my Soul Body Blueprint web page and getting it set up and doing more with it. I still have to put up some testimonials, and I've got several people have given me permission to put up the drawings that they sent me and some of the reading and then their feedback on that. So I'll be doing that hopefully today, maybe tomorrow. And then we've been working, and that's the focus that I was working on in the Positive Conversations group, the one that I keep mixing up here with Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and Positive Conversations. But the my focus has been on the Soul Body Blueprint, and I've also had an opportunity to do a couple of angel readings and oracle card readings recently. The card readings were phenomenal, and most of the angel readings were good. I partially read some feedback from one that I think might be totally off the wall. Who knows what that one was all about? But I'll look at that later, and we'll find out. It just goes to show that none of us are perfect. None of the gurus really are perfect. So there you go.
We don't have to be perfect, do we? I mean, that's the, it's like the possible impossible. It's the perfect imperfect thing, and it doesn't matter, really. You just walk, you know.
Right. One of the biggest things they say, one of the things they say a lot in internet marketing is, it doesn't have to be perfect, it just has to be. So there we are. We're just going to be. So today, are we ready? Do we have anything we need to talk about before we introduce the Positive Conversations group?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, we can do that at the end. I'll try to keep track of time, and maybe we can squeeze in a bit of contact information at the end of the show.
Right, we'll do that. Oh, by the way, to let everybody know that we put a donation button up on the website as well. So if you really love the show and you want to help us keep supporting it, go to www.purposetalkradio.com, and underneath the Tune In Here link, there's a button that says donations, and we will just love you all to pieces. We love you
already
all to pieces anyway, so. Okay, well then, I'd like to introduce the Positive Conversations group. I'm going to introduce the whole concept first, and then invite the members in to start talking with me about it. Positive Conversations is something that I created years ago after reading a book by Lynn Grabhorn called Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting. It talks about the law of attraction, but it does so in a very practical, earthy way. It's not out there, it's not woo-woo, it's just really good practical information. And I fell in love with the book and the ability to be able to use these things, the techniques. A friend of mine was going to go to Kenya to volunteer at an orphanage there. And she needed to be able to raise the funds to pay for all of her costs, expenses to get there, all her expenses while she was there, and also to keep paying her mortgage and her utilities and all the expenses here at home. By the time she decided that I would be her fundraiser. And that gave us 5 weeks to raise the money to be able to do this. So for the first 2 weeks, we sat in Positive Conversations. We didn't do anything else. We just talked about it. And it was absolutely amazing. These conversations were fun. They were fabulous. They were exciting. and they were all about her trip to Kenya, how it felt to get on the airplane, how it felt to touch her feet in Nairobi, how it felt to put her feet on the red clay of Africa, how it felt to hold one of those children in her arms. So after the 2 weeks, and she had a boyfriend, by the way, who was in marketing, and he was just freaking out that we weren't doing anything but talking for this 2 weeks. After that 2 weeks was over, then she wrote a letter to her friends and her family and to anybody who was interested in funding her. She also, during that time of the conversations, had been in contact with someone who said they were local, and they said they would love to be able to do a concert to provide support for her. So the concert was held at the local museum, and she mailed her letter, and over the course of the next week and a half, over $6,000 came in. And she still had another half a week before she actually left. This not only covered the expenses for the 3 months that she'd be gone, but it gave her a little bit of spending money. So for the two of us, this was an amazing and beautiful experience, proof of how positive conversations, how powerful they are. I've had other situations and where we've used these conversations that have been equally as powerful, and I'm not going to go into those right now because time is going to run short on us instead. But because I had the Soul Body Blueprint project going, I wanted to have people help me with this. And therefore, I asked people if they'd be interested in joining and having positive conversations with me, and with the purpose of them helping me to achieve my purpose, but also to help them achieve a purpose. So we started the Positive Conversations group. There are 11 of us. There were 11 of us in the group. There's now 13, but there were 11 of us in the group. And I ended up having conversations, 5 and 6 conversations a day. That means I was on the phone for 5 to 6 hours every single day, talking with people and going both ways, giving them encouragement and getting encouragement for myself. Some of the people didn't know what they wanted to do, so there were conversations around that and coming up with ideas of what they could do to have as a goal. Some of the goals are to have a business or create an income, and some of the goals are strictly personal things that they want to do. For instance, one of my friends wanted to sell her house, and so she somebody typed a message and I'm reading it. I need to not be distracted here. Anyway, she wanted to sell her house, and so she worked on this to get a better price, and we had the conversations before the real estate agent came in, and it was amazing what happened with her getting an increased price. So now what I'd love to do is talk with whoever wants to talk, and Marita has already said she would like to speak about what she's doing. So let's call Marita to talk first. Marita, tell us a little bit about you, where you are, what your project is, and what happened with the group.
Okay. Hi. Hi. My name is Marita. My company is Marita International, and I'm in the United States in Minnesota. And when Jan and I first talked, we talked about when you compare the two projects, it's like, wow, so radically different. We talked about creating a 4-week class. And the more I kind of sat with that, the more I didn't want to do that. I really have a heart for this property, which found me in January. And I chose to focus on that. And I didn't have a lot of conversation with many of the members, but I really feel that the group, the energy of the group supported, like, the dream has been there, but it helped birth it in a whole different way. And so I don't even, Jan, do you recall when we started this? Was that in March?
You know, I'd have to look on the page and on the group page and see when it was. Yeah. I've forgotten.
I just feel that that really was a springboard for miracles. I have no other words for it. Where the idea began to not frighten me because it's a big project. And I am just this week, I'm sort of seeking to purchase a property. And just this week, I am beginning to secure some funding and starting some serious negotiations with the owner. And I spent 3 weeks with a copywriter writing copy for a grant proposal and submitted the grant application on June 8th. And part of that whole process is not only just applying for the grant, but then I have to get 250 votes. So it's really quite ingenious how they've structured it. So it's a lot of collaborative effort, but in 9 days, I got halfway there. And that to me is a miracle because that's a lot of people that I've had to ask for help. So that's to take it from a concept and an idea and a vision in whatever it's been, Jan, 6, 8, 10 weeks, I don't know, to where it is today is huge for me. So thank you very much.
I have a huge grin on my face.
I bet you do, Barbara.
I'd like to cheer publicly, Marita. Woohoo! You know?
Yeah, really.
Like, I'm waving my pom-poms, and I'm doing that with everybody that's here on the show today and everybody that's listening, because every step that we make is so important. And might it be such a small step or such a major step that we consider it a miracle, it's just amazing how things are moving, and they're moving fast and even faster. So well done, Marita.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marita. Now, we're going to get Shelley on next. She says her baby isn't well. So, Shelley, let's get you in here and have you talk a little bit. Okay, we're going to have to get Shelley connected, I guess. Okay, I'll talk to Doug about this. Doug, can you bring Sophia, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, how about Sophia, if you give us a talk to us a little bit.
Okay. I was asked, I came to the Soul Healing Circle to read your comment about finding people, and I just went on there to wish you luck. And I was the first one on the page, and you jumped right on and said, don't you want to be part of this? And I'll inbox you, and you did, and that's where it all began. And I said, yeah, okay, I guess we can do this. I don't have anything in mind, but you said you'd help me find a goal, and we did. You talked to me. We started talking every day for an hour. And I helped you, and you helped me, and you, in the beginning, you did help me find my goal, which was to, this is hard, Jen.
You want me to tell him? Okay. Yeah. Sophia was in an abusive marriage, and thankfully she got out of it, but in the meantime, her ex-husband tried to kill her a number of ways. So we decided that Sophia would write books that will go on Fiverr. Fiverr.com. It's the word five with two R's on it, .com. And she would write stories. This is where people do things for $5. And it says, I will blank blank for $5. So with Sophia, we're going to do books that are saying, I will tell you how my ex-husband tried to kill me, hyphen, by choking me, by trying to throw me in the fireplace, by all these other ways that he tried to kill her. And what this is going to do is there are a lot of women out there who have been abused and are in the process of, are still in abusive relationships. And the hope with Sophia's books is that she will be able to touch the lives of these women and be able to help them to leave the situation they're in and find a healthier situation. So, Sophia, I've got chills all over when I'm talking about that. Did I get the story right?
Yes. And then we also, because it is so hard for me that between my counselor knew, we decided that I would write a children's book, a learning lesson about, and that will be called Craig the Moose.
Okay, and that's going to be stories.
And I pulled a card for us today, too.
Okay.
It was the Eight of Pentacles. And do you want me to read the meaning of it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it's an offer comes your way, bringing material reward. The eight reveals that you will feel valued by this opportunity, and it is advisable that you accept the invitation because it will give you what you need, from further education to a small project you will love. The time you invest now in your deployment and training will benefit you financially and in the future.
Wow.
That's a beautiful card, Sophia. It's perfect.
Thank you, Sophia.
When Doug connected us all, we were all talking, and I held the phone over the cards and asked for God to show me which card to pick, and that is the one that was told to pick.
Well, that is perfect for what you've been going through, and it's also perfect for other people who want to or are interested in being part of the group.
Yeah.
And for everybody, yeah. Really. I mean,
yeah. Yeah,
and it's advisable to accept the invitation. Yes, go on.
Yeah, right. All right.
Wow.
Sophia, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think we have... Sorry. I think we have Shelley back. Yeah. And as you were saying, Jen, maybe we should pull Shelley in. Shelley, are you there?
Hi.
Oh, good.
Hello, everyone.
Hey. So, Shelley, tell us a little bit about you.
Be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. Tell us a little bit about you, about what you've been doing, your project, what brought you to the Positive Conversations, and what's been going on with it.
Okay. My name is Shalini Mahabir, also known as Shelley on the Facebook group and to all those near and dear to me. I have two kids, a one-year-old and a five-year-old. My life has been so busy for the past 5 years, since I started with kids and stuff. Before that, I've been such a social person, active and doing so many things. And since I started having kids, my life has been very different. Like, I love my family. I love taking care of family, but I'm taken up into the family life that I can't do anything for myself apart from the family. And after meeting this group, the Positive Conversation online on Facebook, it has really given me such a different outlook to the things that I can do as a housewife, as a wife, speaking to Jan and the rest of the girls, Sophia and Elizabeth and Elaine and everyone else, they really, really encouraged me. I don't know. I've been having so many conversations to do things in my life with people over the years, and I've never taken action. And that's the difference with this group. They kind of encouraged me and helped me to find something that I'm passionate about. And she actually assisted me in taking action. And I started writing an ebook on meditation, something which I really love. And I think that I'm good at. it's a meditation guide for beginners. I don't know if I just, just have it as a general guide. It's 6 step to effective meditation. I've started writing it. Jan is coaching me on it, on how to get it out there and what next I can do. And the mere fact that I've taken action is something big for me. You guys don't know how much this means to me, because I've never done anything, like, since I had kids and all of that, I've never done anything really for myself. And I kind of miss that. I miss being out there doing stuff for myself. And thank you guys so much for this group and what it has done for us. I love you guys, Chris, Sophia, Elaine, Elizabeth, I call you Lizzie Bear, Jan, Barbara, everyone. Thank you guys so much for this love and support.
All right. Oh, good. Thanks, Shelley. It's great to have you in the group, mm-hmm. and to see what you're doing,
yes.
with this.
I've never been able to get onto any conversations with you guys because of this, my busy family life. But it's such a pleasure. I'm so excited to be on the show.
Good.
I'm happy to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we still have Helena on the line? Helena, are you with us? Helena. Well, I guess not for the moment. If she comes back in, then we will see what we can get her on. So we haven't heard from Lisa yet, and I would like to have Lisa talk to us. Lisa's brand new to the group, but she has a project in mind. So Lisa, tell us a little bit about you and what brought you to the group and what you hope to accomplish with us. She doesn't know if her mic is working.
Well, because she had the tree people out there, they were cutting off branches and they cut the line.
Cutting her cable.
I'd like to add something else here because She-Wolf is Lisa, and She-Wolf are the same woman in this case. And Lisa is also facilitating the Facebook page, the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page. And it seems to be pretty active and pretty busy there. So, Sophia, I hope you're still listening. And everybody wants to tell you how much they love you. And they're all talking to you over on the Facebook page. So if you have a moment after the show or right now, go over and receive some love, woman.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara.
Okay, so now we have, until we get Helena back on the line. No Helena. Okay. Elizabeth, why don't you tell us what drew you and what your project is and how it's going?
Hi, Jan. Well, and Barbara, you mentioned the positive conversations concept. Oh, am I still there?
Yeah, you're there.
Okay, strange sound.
Yeah.
And I decided, yes, I thought that was a good idea because I have this project that I'm trying to get off the ground, which is a set of Soul Path cards that I've written and designed. We spoke every day for about 10 days, I think, didn't we, Jan? And it was amazing the difference that made to me. I really can't thank you enough for those conversations because you gave me the proverbial kick up the bum to get going. And after talking to you, I sat down and really finalised the cards, finalised the guidebook that went with them, and got it all ready. And I'm now at the point where I have the name of a publisher who actually will accept submissions. A lot of publishers won't accept submissions unless they know you or you're already published. But there's a big one in the States that will. And out of the blue, my friend's daughter, who's in graphic design, has been helping me by email with all the technical bits, all the file sizes and how I will need to submit the stuff. And it's just...
There's the siren again. Oh, I love it, Elizabeth. It's always in the vital moments the siren comes up behind
yeah,
you.
Really.
Do you notice that?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. I wonder what that's about.
I was thinking about today, Elizabeth, sorry, just piping in there for a sec, when you were talking about finding a publisher and or looking for a publisher, and I thought it's better to either find one or be found by a publisher. Just that's talking about positive conversations and how to turn things around just by changing words in a sentence around or exchanging, searching for finding. Might make such a big difference.
Do you know, that's really interesting that you say that, Barbara, because that's something that's been running like background music in the back of my head, that I keep feeling strongly that there's a publisher out there that's going to find me. Heavens only knows why, but... And then, of course, my logical, rational side cuts in and says... Now, that's just a cop-out. You're just making an excuse not to go out there and go for it. But actually, I do get a strong feeling that somehow that's going to happen. And for some reason, the thought that the publisher will come from the States keeps coming to me. And I don't know why. No logic to it, no reason. But thank you for that, because you've endorsed what I was thinking.
And she would have just typed into the chat box here in Skype the same thing, being found by a publisher. So that's nice synchronicity. Guys, we have 4 minutes left of the show. So, Jen, what do we do?
Well, Lisa was going to try her mic. Lisa?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. We can hear you. Talk a little louder.
Can you hear me pretty good?
Yeah, there you go.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I've been writing all my life, and I never really considered myself to be a writer until I met all these lovely people on Facebook and got the encouragement from Jan and the people in her group. So I really recommend people being in this group. It's just so inspiring.
That's great. And so what are you going to do?
Well, I actually have several stories that I want to write, but the one I'm working on right now, I believe I'm calling it Walking with the Wolf, Evolution of Spirit.
Okay. Woohoo!
Chills on that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'll ever try to publish, but just writing it, you know, and being able to have something to leave my kids, I think is amazing in itself.
Yeah. You'll publish. It's true.
There is no try. There is either you do or you don't.
There you go.
And you will be found by a publisher also, I think. So, cool. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Lisa. Yeah. And thank you, everybody who's been with us. I'm sorry we didn't get Helena to be able to talk, and some of the others who weren't available today. But we want you to know that we have a new Positive Conversations group on Facebook. It's called Positive Conversations with the Roman numeral 2 after it. You can always connect with us on Purpose Talk Radio. I'll post the link there for the new group. And if you'd like to start working on a project of your own and getting involved in some positive conversations and make that goal actually happen, whether it's something that you want to, whether you want to make money on it or whether you want to, like Lisa, put it out there for your family. So that's what I have from there. If you want to contact us, you can go to purposetalkradio.com and you can contact us there. You can look around and see the other programs that were there under the archives. You can connect with us on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations.
Okay. Thank you. And once you're in there, it's darn easy because we're there and we can start talking and all the other contact information you'll get in there, really.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Marita's just typing into the chat box, there's just no place to connect with us. Well, everybody connect on the Facebook group anyway. Marita gave her contact details. And please, everybody who was listening and wanting to get into the show, and maybe we aren't seeing some of the guys that are actually connected to the show, pipe up in the group and let's start another conversation. And let's get deeper into the topic of positive conversations.
Sounds great to me. I love it. Well, everybody, it's time for us to kind of go away for another week, and we look forward to talking with you next week. We offer you soul blessings and look forward to seeing you next week. Hope you had a great time. We did.
Yeah, definitely. And we're not going away anyway. We're always around. It's just the airwaves. So see you soon. Take care. And the affirmation just quickly, I let go of the past and I forgive everybody. I free myself and all people in my life of past pain. We are free to walk towards new experiences in joyful ways. And that'll all be in the Facebook group also. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Walk with spirit, moment by moment. See you next week.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.